Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Mike Hal, Valdivia, and Chad Pyle. Brandon Disney will be potentially joining us from the field here in Dallas.
With some sushi information.
Some mushy.
Mushy. That's what it is.
Hey, shall we do our Geek Speak of the Week?
Let's do it.
I'm not even going to do the sound.
You're not even going to attempt. Okay.
I don't know how to do it.
Oh, here, I'll do it.
There we go. It's the beginning of a movie. Okay, crying.
It's our Geek Speak of the Week with Mike Hal Valdivia.
Yes, dual boot. I know what you're thinking, but it's not that. It's actually a dual boot system in a computer that can boot two different operating systems. You could, for instance, have Linux and Microsoft all on the same computer.
What's Microsoft?
Okay, Windows. There we go. You have Linux and Windows on the same system.
Or how about two different versions of Windows?
Oh, yeah. You could have Windows 98 and Windows XP
on
the same
machine.
System. And it allows you to dual boot. Now, you can't boot up both of them at the same time. You have to either boot up one or boot up the other.
And booting, for those of you that are new to computers, that basically refers to the process when you start your machine. In order for it to be usable by you, it has to boot the operating system. And this dual boot means you can have two different operating systems on the same computer. Now, why in the heck would I want to do that?
For instance, if you're a web designer and you need to have some sort of software that can only be used here on Windows, but then you want it to also be usable.
You want to test it on another
operating
system.
Yeah, so you'd have Linux, especially with browsers. A lot of, there's thousands of browsers out there. So you want to be able to make sure that your program, your application is usable in all
of
these systems.
Different operating systems and whatever. Mm-hmm. So you pretty much have to be a geek to want a dual boot. Yeah. So this is truly a geek speak of the week.
This is a true geek speak of the week.
And our download of the week is actually a DirectX. It's an update from Microsoft for DirectX. It has to do with a multimedia component that's built into Windows, and they have some issues with that. And if you play games or do anything of that nature, rich video, graphics, that kind of thing, which most of us do, you do want to update this. It's absolutely free. And it's available through the link on our website for DirectX 9.0c, which is the current update.
Was there an A and a B?
I believe there was.
Okay.
All right. Hey, before we go back to the phones, I think Brandon's back on with us.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah, you guys were talking about dual boot.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, y'all, I'm fixing to go down and get me a pair of boots so I can dual boot, too.
That's
down
right.
Here with my friends in Texas.
That's right. You're doing a dual boot down there.
Hey, right.
So what is
it? No, I'm fixing to do a dual boot.
Oh, you're fixing to do. All right.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to live with this guy.
Hey, on the break there, I went over to that Central Marketplace I was telling you about.
Mushy.
Ken, get this. On weekends, they have like a five-piece combo, a big band, that comes in up on that balcony area, and they play live. While you're shopping, is that cool?
So we're gonna have to do a live remote from Plano, Texas.
And I did get me some mushy, by the way.
Got some mushy.
I have to say it was pretty darn good.
Pretty good.
Nice.
Well,
nice.
Hey, before we run out of time, what exactly is it that you're running at the Disney household on these media PC configuration?
Well, I've got two experiments kind of running. One is the Windows Media Center edition, you know, the hacked up old version of Media Center.
Microsoft
that you weren't
brand,
supposed
right.
to be able to do what I'm doing with. And I haven't upgraded that yet to the newer one that you're now allowed to, which I got the other day. I just don't have time because, you know, I'm running around the planet here. But the other thing that I found that's a really, really cool kind of maybe competing product is a group out there called Sage that puts out a product called Sage TV. And Sage spelled S-A-G as in Gomer. And you go to sage.tv to check out this product, but it's about a $50 product that lets you do pretty much everything that the Windows Media Center product will do. It's an add-on to Windows, though, so you need to have a base operating system already installed, but the hardware requirements for this thing to work are not real substantial, and it has really kind of slick user interface and design that looks and feels a lot like TiVo. For those of you that have a TiVo and are big fans of that kind of simplistic interface.
Now,
Sage.tv is a good product. You might want to check that thing out.
Just so we don't confuse people, in order to use any of these products, your PC has to have some form of TV tuner card, does it not?
Correct. And different products determine what exactly that TV tuner card is. What's recommended if you really want to use the machine to be what's called a PVR or a DVR, which is a personal video recorder or a digital video recorder.
Like a TiVo.
Yeah,
like a TiVo.
Right.
You want to make sure that it has some kind of hardware decoder. And there are differences between hardware and software, and one basically requires that your processor do all the work of decoding.
That doesn't sound fun.
And the other requires that the piece of hardware itself, meaning the card, do that work. So it costs a little bit more, but it gets you better quality. And with in the case of the newer Media Center PCs or like the Sage.tv program that's out there, you can put multiple TV tuner cards in a machine and you can have multiple channels being recorded all at once.
Get out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, some of them let you go up to 8 TV tuner cards.
Now that's something you need to record eight shows at once,
and the process of your hard drive keeping up with that, you know, I don't know how all that fits into.
Let's just say after two or three, you need to get a life.
Yeah, exactly. You have too much time on your hands.
Does the Sage TV website actually give you a list of recommended pieces of hardware?
Yes, they have compatible hardware that they show there, and then they also show recommendations on what they're looking for, but it's not real high-end stuff. There's a product out right now from ATI called the eHome Wonder. And it's kind of one of those all-in-one products that is hardware-based, and it's on the list. There's a number of the cards from the company out of New York called Hapage or Hapau, depending on how you pronounce that.
Don't hurt yourself trying to pronounce it. All right, you know what? We'll put that all in the follow-up newsletters. Mr. Brandon Disney from Plano, Texas, thanks for chiming in, Bubba.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk to you from Albuquerque.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to put on a different accent when I get there, man.
There you go. All right.
Adios.
Brandon out there talking, or helping us get our stores open in all these different regions of the country. But anyway, he is an avid media PC guy. We'll have all of those recommendations in our follow-up newsletter that you just heard a moment ago so that you don't have to try to remember this off the top of your head when you're out there shopping. We got another half hour to go. It's Ken Colburn and Mike Hal Valdivia on the Computer Corner. The Data Doctors will be back.